Well, the first text on the text line says, is the Big Sports Breakfast on tomorrow? It is. We're here. Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, March 22. This is Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m. in Sydney Town. And a very good morning to you, wherever or however you are listening, if it's on the Tab app or elsewhere. And, well, we've got the teams in for round four in the NRL. Some stunning coaching news. Involving the Dragons, as revealed by the Sydney Morning Herald late yesterday, and Anthony Griffin. Last night, Felice Kaufusi lost at the judiciary, so that's a huge blow for the Dolphins ahead of the Battle of Brisbane on Friday night. Jerome Hughes was also unsuccessful. He copped a couple of weeks for dangerous contact on Tanner Boyd. The Storm have named Cameron Munster. A lot of positional changes for the Tigers, and what is an intriguing 6 o'clock game Friday night at Amy Park. We've got, the Socceroos are in town. They're playing Ecuador in the first of two friendlies, their first matches since their amazing performance at the World Cup. The first match Friday night at Combank Stadium. News involving the slipper winner Shinzo off to the spelling paddock yesterday. And we've got the third one day in Chennai tonight. And series decided there between Australia and India in the last match of that tour to the subcontinent. Clarkie, morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, Mido. Morning, Loz. Morning to our listeners. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Looking forward to seeing the boys hopefully win this ODI series. Looking forward to see if David Warner plays. He's been taken on the tour, but hasn't looked like getting the game with his elbow. So it doesn't sound too positive. So I'm unsure why he went over. Well, even if they thought he wasn't going to play the first two games, I don't know why.
Wouldn't you medically clear him back here first?
Unless they're saying he's staying for the IPL anyway.
Good point.
Let's just take him and he's going to stay for the IPL. So, but hopefully the Aussies can win. Hopefully Starkey can do his thing again and get this sport a little interesting to see what this pitch is like. I don't think it'll have as much pace and bounce as game number two. But, yeah, looking forward to watching that. And change to the halves for the Tigers, Dragons. Full support of the board for their coach, not so much. So interesting night, Mido, to be honest.
Yeah.
How was your golf?
How'd you hit them? And morning to you, Lozza.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, really well. It was as good a... Been to a couple of golf days in my time. Probably not as many as you two, though.
It was good, was it?
It was sensational.
Was there a bit of wind on, or was it okay?
Yeah, it was a little bit. Definitely okay. A little bit, but it wasn't, down there at La Perouse, blowing absolute gale. It wasn't too bad, but it was windy at times. But, like, the fifth and sixth holes, down the fifth hole down a hill... Just ocean in the background.
Yeah, amazing.
We're all there, having a moment. Going, this has got to be the best hole in New South Wales.
Yeah.
It's just unreal. We played a ride as four ball Ambrose. We got one under as a team.
What's wrong with that?
Everyone contributed. Everyone had their laughable moments.
You find the water? Any swimming?
No, because there's a couple of holes you can hit in the water, but no.
Okay.
No, we didn't. We managed to avoid that.
It's good.
One stage, I played with from Stan Sports, Sean Maloney and Morgan Chiuanui. I had to separate them at one point. We play as a team, but the sledging,
the sledging
got pretty hot and heavy there at one stage.
Love it.
It's like, boys, it's us against them, not us against each other. And they came around. Drinks cart came around plentifully, well. So it was honestly as good a golf day as I've ever had. But Lozza, coaching. Because there's been an interesting story across the ditch with the All Blacks as well. And just looking at all this, if an organisation or club goes at that moment, next season or next year, we're going in a different direction in professional sport, and you've got a current coach in now, the current coach's tenure is untenable straight away, isn't it?
Oh, you could think like that, yes. I'm unsure of the reason. I'm unsure of the reason why both organisations wanted to go down that path. But what I can say is they're, at least from my perspective, they're being upfront and honest about it. And we always talk about how clubs give the full support of the board, but then you know that they're working behind the scenes to offload the person without actually being upfront and honest with them. So with the Dragons one, I suppose they feel as though, yes, we're unsure of where we want to go. We're unsure if Anthony Griffin is the right man to lead us into the future. We want to let Anthony know right here and right now where he stands. If he wants to apply for the position again, he can. Otherwise, we are going to look around to see what is out there. Now, some people won't agree with that. Some people would have the view that you have, that your job is untenable. And he's got that option of walking away. I'm unsure, to be honest with you, where I sit on it. But I think what I do like is the fact that you're being open to the person and being honest with him. Mm. And I know that that is not something we see a lot of in professional sport, but I actually like the fact that they've told him where he stands.
But as a player sitting there now, just to bring everyone up to speed with the story as well. So the Sydney Morning Herald, Michael Chemis yesterday broke the story that Anthony Griffin has all but been sacked, really. He's been told he needs to reapply for his job as the club gets set to go through the process to appoint a coach for next year. And Griffin's in the final year of his deal this year, of course. Now, there's conflicting reports on whether Griffin will reapply. While there's a theory the club wants Jason Riles before the Storm potentially swoops, although he's still under contract with the Roosters, I think, until the end of next season there. And we know that the Roosters are generally reluctant to let go of anyone before their contract expires. We saw that with Craig Fitzgibbon. We saw, some tension when Adam O'Brien left it before his deal expired and went to Newcastle. You've got Dean Young, Ben Hornby, amongst a myriad of potential contenders there at the Dragons as well. Griffin has a 41.5 win percent record as a coach there at the Dragons. And here we are. He's been told he needs to reapply. So he hasn't been sacked as such, but let's face it, he's not getting the job next
this
year.
This is called sugarcoating. He's sacked, mate. He's not getting. He should not reapply. It's embarrassing for him if he does. It's embarrassing for the Dragons if he does reapply and he gets it. I've seen this happen with Tim Nielsen, where he was told we're looking elsewhere. You can reapply, it was horrible. It was a horrible process to be a part of. It was so hard on the coach. It was so hard on the players who, you're backing the coach. You're supporting the coach. You get told, especially for these boys at the start. Now three games in. He's not going. He cannot be there next year. It's a gentle, soft, polite way of saying this will be your last season with us, unless the 15 people that can take the job don't agree to terms. Oh, then we'll reappoint you. It's game over. Will be a new coach for the Dragons next year.
But don't you just go now? Put an interim person in, because if you're a player there now. What does this do for the rest of the season, particularly when you get into the middle of the season, into the grind, you have a few losses in a row?
What's the interim coach going to do? If you've got a new coach that's going to come in at the end of next season?
Hasn't he got another year in his contract?
No, he's off.
This is his last year. Okay.
Yeah. This is why the Dragons are thinking, we're going to be transparent, as Loz says, and let him know where he stands and start to go through the process. Because
one more loss and you know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly right.
But one more loss, if they didn't tell him, you know what was going to happen. The pressure and the knives would be out for Anthony Griffin. So I think it was a no-win situation for the Dragons, whatever way they attacked it. But, you see what happened over there with the New Zealand All Blacks.
They've had a bet each way. They have absolutely
stuffed. That one surprises me, because you've got a coach in charge and they're a good chance of winning the World Cup. But they've decided that they're going to get rid of him at the end of the World Cup. Now, we've seen it in professional sport before, where teams make the decision to move on and they end up going on and winning whatever championships they're involved in. So I've seen it both ways. And actually, there was a story in the paper yesterday about David Nusifora coming back into Australian rugby. I think they wanted him gone from the Brumbies the year that they won the competition. There was a player revolt, if I can remember properly.
Yeah,
The Brumbies acted and said, no, we need to get rid of this bloke. He's going at the end of the year. And the players went on and won the comp. So you can do it, and you could put egg on the administrator's face at the end of it. They are interesting decisions that have been made. I don't mind the fact that you're upfront and honest with someone. I'd rather that than the full support of the board and then you get shot. Hmm.
Yeah, I think you'd just rather see it before a ball's kicked. Like, if they're going to sack him, they should have had a new coach in this year. Like, how can you come out and say this 3 games in? That's the only thing. Like, they already made the decision. Before a ball was kicked this season, they would have already have made their decision that they're going in a different direction next year. They've just said he's got 1 year left on his contract. Let's finish it.
Yeah. Well, you could read into it like that, but you got to take them on face value.
Well, they haven't been that bad.
No, well, that's why they're
so they can't say, "Oh, we're playing so bad that we're going to go a different direction."
No, but that's why they're doing what they're doing, I would assume.
But why have they not done that during the off season, preseason? What have they seen in the last 3 weeks for them to change direction?
Well, they want to see what's out there. I'm assuming that's what they want to do.
Has any coach come off contract in the last 3 weeks since footy started this season? Like, you want the Dragons want to see what other coaches are out there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Has any coach come off contract in the last 3 weeks for them to see any difference between who was available for them to coach in the preseason versus who's available now?
Possibly not, but what they might be doing is seeing what coaches are off contract at the end of the year.
But they couldn't have done that in the preseason? What I'm saying is,
Dean Young, for instance, all right?
Yeah.
So, Cowboys start the year off well. If he's off contract, Cowboys might be looking to extend Dean Young for another 2 or 3 years. Ben Hornby, is he off contract at the South Sydney? These are the guys they're talking about. Mm. Jason Rolls, has he got a clause in his contract? They're probably just seeing where these guys are at, or they've thought about it and gone, you know what, Anthony Griffin is not the person that we are going to have lead the club next year. We need to act now. Mm. But, you know, if you're an assistant coach out there, like a Dean Young, who they're talking about as possibly being a contender, if he's in the situation where he's being offered a 2-year extension at the Cowboys, for instance, he's an assistant, he'd be sitting there thinking, oh, geez, do I sign a 2-year deal here as an assistant, or am I waiting to see whether there's a position as a first grade coach? Is there an opportunity to coach first grade at the end of the year, particularly with the Dragons, because there's been some speculation about the coach? And if there is, do I look bad if I re-sign here at the Cowboys and then I break that contract to move to the Dragons as a head coach?
But every assistant generally wants to be a head coach at some
that's
point.
Exactly,
you put
right.
that clause in the contract.
Yeah. Well, you can, but and some don't thing, like it. Because I remember with Adam O'Brien, the Roosters, and I don't know how the Roosters began with Jason Rolls being spoken about. As a target?
Yeah.
They've got him under contract.
This is another example. So the Dragons are prioritising the person they're trying to get in, not the person they're sacking, right? They're actually prioritising all the other coaches that are on the market or assistant
they
coaches.
They want to have a look,
They want to have a look and they're prioritising them. They've got a current coach who's on contract.
Yep.
They've come out now. So the Dragons really can't complain if a coach ever walks out on them or if a player quits his contract. Because right now they've not cared about their head coach.
And
I don't think they've cared about their team for this season. I reckon they've ripped this season up saying, you know what, we actually don't care. Because if they care about, this cannot help the playing group. This cannot help. The current coach now, what does he do?
And that's what I'm getting at. What is it?
He's Harvey Norman, mate. And I tell you now, he's not selecting a player for the future.
No, exactly.
He's going, dude, get in the team. I just want to win every single game I can win to say, jam that up your backside, Dragons.
That's why I think he's just now, it's untenable.
Yeah.
As of right now, for Anthony Griffin to still be coach of the Dragons. And you're saying...
Well, mate, he'll lose 2 games, he'll go anyway. That's what'll happen.
Morning, boys. Hook getting told he has to reapply for the Dragons coaching job is so disrespectful. Yeah, he should tell the Dragons to go and get stuff, says Jake in Canberra.
Reapply. What a slap in the face. Is anybody that you can think of going to reapply in that situation?
No, probably not. Possibly not. I'm just sitting here trying to work out...
Yeah, the other way we don't
like
either. Yeah, I know.
With being respectful of someone in that position, because... Again, when you're in that position, it's always hard to take bad news.
Yeah, correct.
But you don't want them saying, we got your back.
And you're looking around
through,
anyway.
And then you get rissoled at the end of the day.
Yeah. I just think it's an off-season thing. I just think, if we were 10 games in and results are gone so bad, I think You get it. But now, like, they're not playing the worst footy. They've only played three games. I just think they seem to have made this decision before a ball was kicked because the Dragons are not playing bad enough to change your decision. So why did they not announce it in the preseason?
No. Well, here, do you think Anthony Griffin is the person to take him forward, though?
Oh, mate, I don't know. I don't know anything about rugby league coaching.
No, absolutely not. There you go.
So, but has it changed? This is my point. Has it changed in three games? Did you think that in the preseason?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so why didn't they announce it?
Well,
why
they might have a different opinion then? To me. They might be thinking that
they've seen three games of footy now and they've changed their mind.
I don't know. But I looked at the Dragons and I thought at the start of the year, they wouldn't be playing finals football.
Yes.
And this is your third year in charge. If they don't play finals football, there's no way in the world I'm re-signing you.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
That was my opinion of it.
I agree.
So there's nothing to suggest when I look at the Dragons that they're going to play finals footy this year. So if they don't play finals football, I don't see how the coach stays.
And if I'm to be honest, we had a conversation 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a lot of people thought that when the Dragons signed him, that he wasn't the right coach to take this Dragons team forward.
Yeah, but then you give him the chance, you let him build, you let him recruit, and some of the recruits have been questionable for the Dragons. You just want to make sure that you're setting the club up for the right direction, and that is to move up the ladder, not down the ladder.
I just feel like they ripped the season up. By announcing it now, I just think they ripped this. And again, maybe they're going to have a poor season anyway, but they're certainly, in my opinion, they're going
to. What about when a coach says he's moving on?
Yeah, but this is my point. We can't ask for loyalty one way and not give it the other.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like,
well, look, like Ivan Cleary.
Like Bennett knew that he was going to the Dolphins.
Ivan Cleary got absolutely
smoked. They made a grand final.
Yep.
So that didn't ruin their season. So
I reckon there's a bit of a difference between Wayne Bennett and anybody else.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. But I'm just using that as an example.
Well, look at Ivan Cleary. Look at the Tigers.
That he's moving on.
Ivan Cleary got absolutely smoked for not fulfilling his contract at the Tigers and walking out on the Tigers. Yet to me, the Dragons have just walked out on their coach. So that sometimes the player or the coach walks out on the club, doesn't fulfill the contract, and we hit them hard. But hang on, the shoe's on the other foot now. This club, in my opinion, has just walked out on their coach.
Yeah, no,
three games into a season.
I think when a lot of people would have their own different opinion on it, there'd be some people there that'd be happy with the decision. There'd be other people that'd be disappointed. There'd be some people that read into it like you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the right and wrong way to go about it is, if you're in charge, what decision are you making? You know, are you being upfront and honest? Are you going to be someone that's going to act behind someone's back? Yeah. Are you going to give him the support but not?
And I'm not sitting here questioning, is it the right decision or wrong decision? Because I couldn't coach anyone. I got no idea. If the Dragons think, like you do, he's not the right guy to take him forward, I'm saying fair call. But they haven't made that decision this season, like with three games being played, in my opinion. I think they made this decision at the end of last year. And that, I think, would have been a more appropriate time at the end of the season to give him this information, to say this out loud. And then you got all preseason to find a new coach.
Well, we've got a number of text messages here saying that he was told in the preseason.
Well, if that's the case, then that's news as well.
Des Hasler's name's being mentioned here on the text line as well. We'll get to some more headlines after the news, by the way, coming up shortly. But I just want to take you to these comments from Ben Hunt only about, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, to the Sydney Morning Herald. And, on Anthony Griffin, he said, I'd encourage the board to really just back him. There's nothing worse than being in the situation we are now, where everyone's coming for your head, and you got the board second-guessing the coaching staff. You need to be all in. You've got to back your guy. And at the end of the day, if you get to the end of the season, it hasn't worked out, then make your decision. Don't get 5, 6, 7, or 8 games in and start second-guessing what we're doing, because then everything will really turn to crap. I'd encourage them to just back us. They are Ben Hunt's direct quotes. Now Ben Hunt wakes up this morning, walks in and goes, what the hell's going on here?
I'll say this to Ben Hunt, all right, as the playing group. Have they backed their coach with their performances? Tell me.
Great call, Oz.
Well, this year, this year they have started pretty well. This year they've done okay.
Yeah, last year.
Last season, agree with you 100%. And what happened with the presentation, agree with you 100%. But I think we've spoken to a number of Dragons players that have actually said, this year is different. This preseason was different. Our attitude towards the coach was different.
I'll grab you some quotes where they said the year before.
Yeah.
That it's different.
Yeah. Like, again, like, I'm not sitting here saying, is it, I don't know, is it wrong?
Look, of course you're going to back your coach if you've got a strong relationship with him. You want to see him have success. But for me, if you're going to talk like that, you've got to give, and Ben Hunt, to his credit, he's performed like that.
Yeah.
He's backed his coach because he's gone out there and played well week in, week out. But there's other people there that have... And we've had them on the program that have come on and said, oh, we never really had a good relationship with the coach. It's improved. Well, it might have improved, but it's like you're not supporting him with your performances. So if you're not performing on the field and you're not playing for your coach, then it's time for change.